It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Ready? Here we go. Diving into all things real estate around the Umpqua Valley. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And I understand we're going to get an overview of September's real estate market today.
Yes. Good morning, Kyle. So I'm excited to be here and excited to be here to help our listeners navigate the real estate market in Douglas County.
So tell us some of the data that's out now that we're in our ways into October.
Yeah. So the residential highlights from our MLS just came out this week. So for the month of September, new listings increased to 157. This is a 1.3% increase from the 155 we had listed last September, a year ago. But it's a decrease of 3.7% from the 163 listed in August of 2024.
Wow. Now, what about pending sales for the month?
Yeah, pending sales look good. So pending sales, we had 149 pending sales for the month of September. This is a 23.1% increase from the 121 offers that were accepted in September of 2023. This is also a decrease of 6.3% from the 159 offers that were accepted in August 2024.
Now, I suppose it would follow that maybe closed sales increased too.
Yeah, we did see an increase in closed sales. So that's a very positive thing. Closed sales for the month of September was 121. That was a 17.5% increase from the 103 closings we saw in September of last year. However, it is a decrease of 9% from the 133 closings in August of 2024. I think some of what we're seeing on these month-over-month decreases on pending and closed sales is that, you know, we're ending the summer months, heading into the fall months. So activity does get affected by seasonality.
And what about inventory time on the market?
Yeah, so this was interesting. I'm kind of hearing this across the board. The inventory increased to 3.7 months in September. Total market time also increased to 73 days. So we are seeing more listings coming on the market, fewer pending sales. That's causing inventory to climb a little, and days on market is also increasing.
So where does that put us kind of for 2024 year to date?
Yeah, so if we compare the first 9 months of 2024 to the same period in 2023, we had a 9.3% increase in new listings. Pending sales also increased 5.4%, and closed sales almost level. We had an increase of 0.8%, so pretty level compared to last year.
And what about the average and the median sale prices?
Yeah, so comparing 24 to 23 through September, average sales prices increased 2.8% from $345,000 to $354,700. So in that same comparison, the median sales price has increased 3.2% from $315,000 to $325,000.
So that is, you back up a few years and there were points there where it was just jetting along at a much higher number. These are pretty stable.
Yeah, we kind of flattened out the last couple years, so I think that's a good thing. You know, people are worried about overpaying. This is helping combining this flattening market with lower interest rates is going to help make things a little bit more affordable.
Now, what about, speaking of affordability, what about price range? What are you seeing in residential sales?
Yeah, so residential sales price range, I would say like through September 2024, our biggest sales price range is in that $300,000 to $400,000 price point. It saw 31.7% of the sales in September.
Wow. And what are the next two?
Yeah, so the next two, they're pretty close. $200,000 to $300,000 price range took 17.9% of the closings. And then that $400,000 to $500,000 price point was 17.1% of the closings.
So it seems like once you get past $500,000, the numbers drop quite a bit.
Exactly. Once you get over $500,000, then the numbers start decreasing. Up to about $600,000, you're at just under 5% of the market.
And of course, we see the high-end homes out there and some incredible looking listings. But when you get up there at $9 million or $1 million or above, the actual number of people who could afford those is pretty small.
Yeah, if you actually look in Douglas County for the month of September, there was only one closing above $1 million for a residential home.
So what about the active residential listings, the new listings? How has that gone over the course of the year?
The active residential listings. Yeah, it's kind of a bell curve, a small bell curve. You know, it always starts out low in January, and then we start seeing it peak June, July, and August. And then September, we've actually seen that number come down. And so that's kind of, it's a little bit kind of correlating with 2023. As we get to October, November, and December, we're going to see those new active listings start to decrease as winter comes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart here of new listings, pending sales, really expected to, and historically, always tends to go down when you get in those months. Is it the fact that people like to be settled for the winter, or is it a property is less exciting to look at when it's, you know, cloudy and mucky and all
that? Yeah, it's all of that. I mean, the weather definitely plays a huge factor. People don't want to be out in the weather. A lot of people don't want to be moving in the winter, especially across different states. You know, they don't want to get stuck. It's always a lot easier for people to make that move in the summer. A lot of conditions are a lot easier.
So closed sales go down, of course, and that probably means that average total market time as we get later in the year, at some point anyway, starts to go up for the winter.
Yeah, closed sales does go down. Average, as you can see, closed sales goes down October, November, December. Average total market time does start spiking from October, November through December.
Now, here's one that I found interesting. The average square footage. And that's an interesting one. It, you know, around America, we've had different trends at different points. How does that look?
Yeah, it's kind of been all over the board. I'm seeing two things happening. We have a large population of baby boomers that are downsizing right now from those 4,000 plus square foot homes. They want the 2,000 to 2,500 square foot homes. We're also seeing the families that are moving up. So people that have children in grade school, junior high, high school needing to upscale. So we're kind of seeing a mix here in Douglas County of that.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how that goes. I was looking at some of your listings this morning, and I saw a couple of houses that I liked, but I looked at that and went, 4,800 square feet.
I do that too.
To clean.
I'm like, I love this place. I don't need 4,800 square feet right now.
That would give us each 2,400 square feet of our own. I don't know.
Maybe we should buy it together.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, like my wife and I.
Right.
We each have separate halves of the house, and I don't know. And that seems like not the best idea. What else do we have?
Well, we got the updates for the last 7 days, Kyle. So from September going through October 10th. Coming soon, new listings. We had zero that hit the market. New listings, we saw 41 come on the market. Back on the market, 19. We had one seller negotiate a bumpable offer. So someone please help that buyer get their home sold. Short sale pendings, there is none for the week. 71 price changes. It looks like these sellers are motivated. They want to get their houses sold before winter hits and things start slowing down. Pending sales, we had 28 for the week. Sold closings for the week, we also saw 28 and then 9 listings that were expired and haven't come back on the market yet.
So what about some of the listings right now in the minute and a half left we've got?
Yeah, so here's a neat little two-bedroom, two-bath house in Myrtle Creek, 221 Briggs Avenue. It's listed for $160,000. It's on 0.39 of an acre. It looks like a project home, but it's so cute. So $160,000.
And what about over in Littlewood Court?
Littlewood and Hewcrest. This was one of my favorite neighborhoods growing up. I'm not sure why. I think maybe I just like the name Littlewood. But anyways, it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just under 1,900 square feet, a single-level home in Hewcrest for $395,000.
Now, on the other end of things, Birdie Lane, this is the one that it's like, oh, this looks really good, but it's big.
Birdie Lane, I think this is probably one of the most affordable homes in this neighborhood. This Birdie Lane is right, looks over the Roseburg Country Club. If you're a golfer, close to the golf course, it's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, almost 4,800 square feet. 5 acres for $1,095,000.
All right, a lot to see. I know you've got open houses this weekend.
Yes, every week there's open houses, and we have them during the weekday too. So
perfect.
If you have other time, spare time during the week, go check those out.
And how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg.
All right, local real estate today. That wraps it up. It is 9 o'clock.